Final couple of minutes of the show here. I want to try this new game here. I think I pulled it off of an article last week. It's Eric and Demetrius. Philip Taylor and Jeffy McGee is here with us every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 in the morning after. And, of course, you can hit up some podcasts after the show at Q1055.com. It's called Desert Island. It should be very self-explanatory. I'll give you something, and then you tell me what you would bring with you to said desert island, okay? Cool. And let's not get really stuck in the minutiae of, well, is the island warm or is it cold?
I know.
Is there any
electricity? That's how you guys ruin a lot of hypothetical
how
questions.
How is electricity there? Yeah.
What was the last thing said to me before I was given this choice?
Don't go all Eric Chase and asking why with these. And all of them are
Eric
like,
thing. So I was like, you're blaming us. You shouldn't blame
us. And all of these are like mutually independent. So if you take one thing for one, it doesn't connect to something else.
Okay.
So let's just try to be a little imaginative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. On your desert island, Philip,
mm-hmm.
What one drink would you take with you?
Sounds bougie, but I'm taking Pellegrino.
That is bougie.
Bougie.
Huh?
What one
Jack
drink?
And Coke.
Is that one drink or two?
You put it in one glass.
Fine.
See who's getting called out?
Jeff, what one drink?
Diet Pepsi. Thank you very much.
Okay. The Desert Island Game, Q105, the morning after. Philip, mm-hmm. You might choose to pass on this one, but what article of clothing would you take?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I can go nude. You know what? Can I take an umbrella just for those real bad sunny days? Does that count? Just an umbrella. I'm good with that. All right.
Yeah,
there's a naked dude with just an umbrella.
He actually wants to be here.
Shoot
Rescue
him.
Rescue boat just keeps going.
Yep. D, what one article of clothing?
Boots.
Boots. Okay. Jeff?
Boots is a good idea. I'd go for a pair of shorts.
All right. D, we'll go on the desert island. What one video game would you take with you? Now, assume you have the ability to play it. You wouldn't just be standing there holding Call of Duty.
You'd be able to said play. Duty.
That's you, Demetrius.
Oh, what would
yeah,
I?
Yeah, what one video game?
One video game. I would have to say right now I've been caught up in Candy Crush. So,
I can see.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Still?
Again. Not
yeah.
Still.
Are you paying for that?
Huh?
Okay.
I have.
Philip,
that's
what,
why
one,
I deleted my app.
One video game?
Mortal Kombat versus DC. I like that game a lot.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favorite
game. That's kind of cool. So,
Jeff, what one video game would you take to the desert island?
Right now, I've been playing the Deadpool game, and I've played that way too often for my own liking, so it's probably going to be the one for right now.
Philip, mm-hmm. What one Toledo-centric thing would you take with you?
Pizza from Home Slice. It's my favorite right now.
D? One Toledo-centric thing you would take to the desert island?
Oh, Gino's Pizza.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, go along the same vein. I'll go for Gino's Pizza as well. You can't get enough of Gino's.
All the pizza.
All right. What one former or current listener that we were friendly with would you take with you as like company?
Let's go, Jake. Oh, Jake.
Jake.
There we go. That's all
I got. You on my back, and we will swim off this island.
No. The last thing I need is when we're trying to find stuff for a fire, find you crouched in a cave in tears.
Jake messaged me on Facebook the other day with a picture of the final dance scene, the snowball scene from Hawkins Middle School, the end of Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said, I cried during the scene. I was like, wow, are you Dustin with no Nancy? Who would you take, D?
Listener?
Yeah. Jeff, you don't have to do this one.
I'm
Jimmy with you?
I'm not taking Jimmy. No. A-A-Ron. A-A-Ron.
Yeah.
A couple more here. Jeff, what one weapon or like basic survival item would you take? Like with Naked and Afraid, like mm-hmm. they take a bag or a knife or a machete or a fire or a lighter.
It has to be a knife. It'd be the easiest thing to be, not only as something to potentially hunt prey, but also a utility thing. You couldn't really pry thing open with a gun.
Right.
So a knife would be the best.
D, weapon or survival item?
You ever point something at somebody and then go pry that open? You can pry a lot of stuff open with
You're
a gun.
You're breaking rules. Deserted island.
Okay. Weapon, spear. Yeah, something long. I could poke you at a distance with. Like, I don't need you all up on me.
His junk. Philip, what weapon or basic survival
That's why I pick hatchet, because I don't always want to be personal when I go to kill whatever it is. Mm. But you got to cut trees down, maybe, so, like, I can throw a hatchet and hit something after a few tries.
Stand here while I practice. Please.
Thank you.
I'll do two more. Dean, what TV show would you take?
What TV show would I take?
Now, in this, yes, you can factor in amount of seasons.
Naruto Shippuden.
Really?
Anime stories.
Anime.
Philip, what?
Obviously, Will and Grace. I'm taking that. Huh? Yeah.
Didn't that show just come out and they just had their season finale?
No, their season finale.
Jeff, what TV show?
Forensics Files. It's televised potato chips. You just have to keep watching. So.
Jeez, that'd take Law and Order.
Really?
20 years of it.
Well, true.
It could last a long time. Last thing for the deserted island. Philip, player's choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anything? Anything? Yep. Anything. My phone, as long as I had service.
D?
Player, a boat!
A boat.
Duh!
Jeff, player's choice on the desert island.
My computer. I'm not going to go anywhere without it at all possible. Okay. So.
No Wi-Fi on a desert island.
I don't need Wi-Fi. I can just noodle on my computer. Yeah. There are games that don't need
no
Wi-Fi.
Outlet on a deserted island.
You're not an outlet on a deserted island.
For real.
We just talked about taking TV
now you just
shows
brought
there.
The hardest, most uncomfortable pillow to the desert island.
I would take a pillow and be like, thank God, I'm finally all alone. I went to go see Thor yesterday at 11 o'clock in the morning at Franklin Park Mall. The theater was half full. I'm like, whoa, this is my alone time. What are all you people doing here?
I need half of you to leave.
Thank you for being here today, podcast. If you are just tuning into the show, Eric Demetrius, Philip, the morning after, Q1055.com. More of me now and then tomorrow from noon to 4. We're back here next Saturday morning at 8. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.